In other world news, the United States is halting some flights to Philadelphia and delaying others to New York because of a thick layer of smoke coming from Canadian wildfires. Thousands of passengers have been stranded. Air quality levels and alerts have been issued in 15 U.S. states. Because of the smoke from the wildfires, the governor of New York is making N95 masks available to residents. It now ranks among the 10 cities with the worst air quality worldwide. Let's show you some live pictures right now. On the left-hand side of your screen is Philadelphia, the airport there. As you can see, a thick layer of smoke in the skies there. And on the right, just a few minutes ago, you could just make out the Empire State Building in New York, and now it's barely visible. So as you can see, the conditions clearly very bad in both New York and Philadelphia. Let's see what's happening in Washington, D.C., where Alan Fisher is. What's it like in the U.S. Capitol, Alan?
Morning. On my commute to work. Now, normally, if you look down there, you could see the Capitol building. But because of the milky sky, which is caused by the air pollution, you can probably just about make out the outline. And remember, when everyone said it was okay not to wear a mask outside, well, so many more people are wearing masks today simply because of the air pollution. Now, normally, air pollution is measured on a scale from 0 to more than 300. If you're under 50, you're doing okay. 200 is considered very unhealthy. At the moment in Washington, D.C., at Freedom Plaza, the reading is 317. So you can understand just how unhealthy that is, particularly for people with respiratory diseases, but for everyone else as well. Incredibly, there's still people out running and skateboarding here, but a lot of people are staying at home, and that includes federal workers. Now, a number of shows in New York last night were cancelled. That's going to be a similar story as this moves down the East Coast. New York had it bad yesterday. Today, it's going to be the turn of Philadelphia, of Baltimore, and of Washington, D.C., to really bear the brunt of this, and it's expected to drag on into the weekend. Now, you know, I could turn around here and show you over there. That's normally where you could see the Washington Monument, but as you can rightly see, it's not around at the moment simply because of the haze in the sky. People are coughing. People are being worried about what is happening here. But, of course, the United States has promised that it's going to help the Canadians deal with the fires. They're sending 600 firefighters and support staff up into Canada to help the battle there.
Yeah. And Alan, the FAA has paused flights from the northeast heading into Philadelphia and some also to New York. This is going to cause a huge disruption, obviously.
That's right. There was a ground stop at LaGuardia in New York in the last few hours. That has now been lifted. What they're operating on are now delays, and they're saying that the average delay is going to be somewhere in the region of 35 minutes. That could slip, but it could get as much as 57 minutes. So you're talking about at least an hour. And there have been a number of cancellations simply because those flights aren't able to take off at the moment, and that is going to screw up the schedule elsewhere as well. So for everyone here in Washington and across the East Coast, it really is pretty bad. I can feel it even just in the little time I've been talking, catching on the back of my throat. And for others who must be worried about their health, this must be a fairly troubling time, particularly as they now have to dig out the masks that we thought we'd cast aside after COVID and find out that they could be put to pretty good use over the next few days.
Yeah, I bet you a lot of people are going to be wearing those masks. Thank you, Alan, for the update there from Washington, D.C., Alan Fisher. Well, tens of millions of people in Canada are also being told to stay indoors because of smoke from the wildfires. More than 400 are burning. Authorities say this is one of its worst fire seasons on record. Let's speak to Keith Stewart, who is a senior energy strategist at Greenpeace Canada. He's joining us from Toronto. Keith, thank you so much for being with us. An unprecedented situation, really, in Canada. The worst start to the world wildfire season ever recorded. Can you tell us first what it's like in Toronto, where you are? We've seen how it's in the U.S. right now, in Philadelphia, in Washington, D.C., and New York. What's it like in Toronto? How bad is it?
So it's bad now, and it's going to get a lot worse, according to the sort of modeling that they're doing. I had to tell my daughter as she left for school this morning, wearing a mask, to, you know, remember, don't breathe deeply if you can avoid it. Their school's not going to allow them to go outside. You know, people are cutting back. Normally, I'd be biking to work right now. I'm just going to work from home because the exercise would not be worth the damage to my lungs. It's, you know, it's bad. And I think it's been interesting watching the response from politicians here in Canada, because this really is unprecedented. We never get this many wildfires this early. You know, even in August, we don't normally get it this bad. And one of the challenges we're facing is, you know, 600 firefighters come from the U.S. That's great, because normally we move firefighters around in Canada. It's like when the fires are in the west, we send the people from the east and vice versa. But now they're everywhere at once.
Keith, why are these wildfires more intense than in previous years? What are the contributing factors?
So the big factor here is climate change. As the temperatures get hotter, the air gets drier. We've already seen over the, you know, this is no longer a future problem. This is happening now. The wildfire seasons are getting longer. But also does the conditions when the sort of the dryness is key. And I think we've had that dryness right across the country. So, you know, a little spark or a bit of lightning that might have smoldered for a bit and gone out if the ground is wet is just taking off. And this is the kind of thing we're expecting to see more of. Our federal government is now actually pondering setting up a national agency to deal with this, because the old systems aren't working. And the real problem here is, you know, if I want to be able to send my kid to school without a mask, we need to stop burning fossil fuels, because it's that the burning of fossil fuels fueling climate change that is causing this problem to get so much worse.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that next. I mean, scientists have warned that these extreme weather fuel disasters will continue and become more common and more destructive. What measures are needed right now to address this situation, and what can be done to prevent these wildfires going forward?
So there's really three things we can do about climate change. Number one, we can try and reduce emissions of greenhouse gases by burning fewer fossil fuels. And in Canada, we're starting to make some inroads in that direction, support for electric transportation. You know, there's some grants now to help get homes off of heating oil and onto electric heating and cooling. But, you know, our big problem here is our fossil fuel industry is our major export. Oil is our biggest export. And they're incredibly politically powerful, and they're fighting action on this every step of the way. But we need to get off the fossil fuels as quickly as possible. But we also need to adapt to those changes that we can't avoid. And that's, we need better disaster response management. We need better systems to deal with these types of crises. Because the problem is, when you keep getting hit by crisis after crisis, if you haven't recovered from the last one, you can't prepare for the next one. And we need to get ahead of that curve, because that's called adaptation. We can try and mitigate by reducing greenhouse gas emissions, adapt to those changes we can't avoid. But then the third option is simply to suffer. And the less we do to, you know, get off of fossil fuels, to prepare our communities for a warmer world, the more people are going to suffer. And right now, you know, watching people whose homes are literally being burned, people fleeing fires in their cars, this is terrifying. And it's something that we should not accept as the new normal.
Keith, thank you so much for talking to us. Keith Stewart from Greenpeace joining us there from Toronto.